This is the sound of gypsy punk. At least gypsy punk is what Eugene Hoots calls it. His band, Gogo Bordello, mixes punk thrash with the traditional gypsy or Roma music Hoots heard from his family as a child in Ukraine. You may have seen Hoots before. He played the linguistically creative translator Alex in the movie Everything is Illuminated. When he's not acting, Hoots is traveling with Gogo Bordello's two Russians, two Israelis, one Thai American, one Chinese Scot, and one unhyphenated American.
And one Ecuadorian Inca Indian, too.
There you go. Eugene Hoots joins me now in NPR's Studio 4A, along with violinist Sergei Ryabsev and accordionist Yuri Lemeshev. Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for being here.
What's happening?
Thank you for having us.
So, Eugene, I'd like to start with you. Now, you have an interesting life story. Your family left after the Chernobyl accident?
Yes, we left because everybody wants to escape the high dosage of radiation, wouldn't you?
Where did you go?
To Karpaty. A Romani side of my family, which is from Carpathian region, which is where Ukraine, Romania, and Hungary meet. It's a quite of a cultural microcosm. There is really no predominant ethnicity there. There is Russians, Ukrainians, Ruthenians, Slovak, Hungarians, Roma of many different tribes, different kind of gypsies. And I really loved it as a kid. You know, no wonder I like it in New York City. It was kind of my first New York City or something like that.
Can you play for us a traditional song from your childhood, just to give us a sense of that?
Sure. I guess since I was talking about Karpaty before, there was a song that always stuck in my head as a kind of a extremely raucous number that I remember from the weddings in Karpaty. It goes Lela Palatuta, Dying After You. Here it is.
Lela, 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 Lela Palatute, Chaska ne meres, meres palalate. Lela, 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 Lela Palatute, Chaska ne meres, meres palalate. What? Ravela burcha, galvena babucha, Ravela burcha, ne so andekor, Lela, 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 Lela palatute, Chaska ne meres, meres palalate, Lela, 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 Lela palatute, Chaska ne meres, meres palalate. Hop, 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 chavo, hop, ay, da, 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 hop, hop, chavo, hop. Piravela burcha, galvena babucha, piravela burcha, deso andekor. Lela, 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 lela palatute, chaska ne meres, meres palalate. Lela, 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 lela palatute, chaska ne meres, meres palalate. Kana meres, meres andalade, lela, 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 lela palatute, just kana meres, meres palalade.
So I'm dancing with you at a wedding, listening to that. Now, how do you take that moment and make it punk?
You don't. It already is. Just a girl song about a girl, really, you know, about dying and following a girl endlessly. You know, palatute, palalate, after you and dying after you. And I heard it twice on Ukrainian weddings in Karpaty. And Ukrainian music is pretty wild as it is. But that always tops it, you know. I mean, gypsy musicians is always kind of invited to top the party and kind of make the ultimate haywire, go nuts, bonkers, buck wild. So that's just that kind of material, you know, that I think after that I always felt like I was stricken by some kind of lightning, enchanted by it, and so I wanted to take it farther to other people and make them feel like they've been stricken by lightning now.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice to be hammered in the brain. But my experience with music didn't start with this, or I kind of took it over from my dad, who was a musician, and he was the guy with the guitar who was chasing all the girls. You know, I grew up to sounds of Jimi Hendrix, in particular the Band of Gypsies record. It has nothing to do with the fact that it calls Band of Gypsies. I didn't know what it calls, actually, until I moved here, because we had it on a tape. But that record, I probably heard it about 10,000 times by the age I was 5. So here I come, you know. And
so your dad had all this bootleg Western music?
Yeah, yeah. We were he was friends with some of the African students who were, you know, studying in Kiev. And from them, we got a lot of, you know, Parliament Funkadelic, and which is actually one of the main influences on Gogol Bordello that nobody realizes, you know.
Your latest album is called Gypsy Punk. I kind of looked at it and thought, Gypsy Punk. I don't know what Gypsy Punk is. I'm wondering if our listeners do. How would you describe it to people?
Well, it is what it is. You know what I mean? If it would be a Brazilian drum and bass about agricultural, with elements of agricultural trip-hop from Uruguay, I would describe it like that. But it's ain't that. So that's why it's called Gypsy Punk.
Do you call yourself a Gypsy Punk?
Well, it's basically my autobiography right there. In our band, we're not trying to play traditional gypsy music simply because it's been done by masters to the degree that can never be out-schooled. We are of a younger generation, and the kind of you know, emotional message of this music is very much connected with the emotional message of other music that appears from social unrest, as reggae or as punk. On the intersection of these styles, that's really where we operate.
So tell me about your name, Gogol Bordello. Now, Gogol was a writer from Ukraine, just
yeah,
like you, who wrote sort of these surreal novels. Was he a part of your influence as well?
Yeah, I mean, it was more than influence. I mean, it was kind of an emblematic figure in a lot of ways. I think that work of Gogol took Ukrainian culture at the times when it was basically forbidden in Ukraine in the 19th century and put it in European literary spotlight. It was a kind of a smuggling operation, and a lot of literary critics could not really realize what is the secret for that magic. The magic was is that he actually dissected language to the point where he wrote in Ukrainian with Russian words, so to speak. You know, so I thought that something like that is ahead of Gogol Bordello, where we're going to have to smuggle in our music to the English-speaking world. Not because we're such an ungrateful immigrants that want to bulldoze over everything that's here, but because we're, you know, we want to make things exciting when they're not.
Do you have a song that can illustrate that for me?
I think all of our songs illustrate that.
What about Avenue B?
Sure, it's actually one of the, I'd say, calmer songs, but nonetheless, it is about musical, political, and sociological arguments. So here it goes. Ay 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 ay, ah woo woo woo. Ay 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 ay, not me, not you. Ay ay.
fresh in the bathhouse on the Avenue B. No matter how much we sweat, we just can't agree.
Ай, разве мы на Нью-Йоркском проводим мы? Nobody learned no nothing from no history.
Tall little Sally blues with magic pebbles. Sasha sold equipment to the Chechen rebels. Я выхожу из аналого трал. Там много чего слышал, но не записал. Несмотря на США, не потерял азарта. Ухаю строго каждое 8 марта. Sitting on the bathhouse on the Avenue B. And they're very green. Sally, all empires fall. Even trends, they fade away. Even complete stranger can lead you astray. But God damn it, this round is on me. Nobody learned no nothing from no history.
Hi, woo, woo, woo. Ay, 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 ay. Not me, not you. Ay, 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 ay. Yeah, woo, woo. Ay, 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 ay. Not me, not you.
Sitting in a Russian bathhouse on the Avenue B. No matter how much we sweat, we just can't agree.
Ay 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 ay, ah oh oh oh. Ay 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 ay, not me, not you.
Gogo Bordello playing Avenue B in
That's
NPR
awesome.
Studio 4A. So in a lot of your songs, including that one, I hear so much going on. There's even like this reggae beat somewhere in there.
Uh-huh.
A lot of your songs, you go into different languages.
That's true. Well, that's just the way it is. I mean, if song comes out in three different languages, so be it. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't get in rock and roll so you can follow, start following some instructions, you know, or restrictions. And there's a lot of people like us. I mean, the world has changed so much over the past years. I wasn't born speaking four languages, but here I come. I do now.
Eugene Hoots, Sergei Ryabsev, and Yuri Lemeshev are just a small part of the multicultural mashup that is Gogol Bordello. To hear more of the band, go to our website, npr.org. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks
thank
for having
much.
Us.
Thank you.
And now, would you play us out?
First time I have read the Bible, it has struck me as unwitty. I think it may started rumor that the Lord ain't got no humor. Put me inside a CC. Let's test super string theory. Oh, yo, accelerate the atoms. I steer it twice and then just admit.